This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Monday edition, this Memorial Day edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. Of course, you're working on this Memorial Day holiday. And, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our UPS, our FedEx drivers, our mail center haulers, all across, hauling the mail all across the country, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel all across the country, wherever it needs to go. And now, let's not leave out of the mix our Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers, and delivering their packages all over the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on Gab, on MeWe, Truth Social, Getter. And you can also find the Captain on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. The website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, once again, we have a very special guest to start off hour number two this morning. He is still out there somewhere at his undisclosed location. Let's welcome to the program Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good morning to everybody. And a great, happy, and a very understanding of what the day means today, Memorial Day.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. I was telling our listeners in the first hour, Captain, some of the very powerful remembrances that you had, we talked about on the weekend edition. People were telling me, yes, these were very powerful stories.
Well, people need to go and listen to that. And people need to watch all the different veteran shows today. And anything that's on TV or any events that are happening locally that has anything to do with Memorial Day, and then understand and watch and see what's taking place, and they'll get a much better idea.
Yes, very much so. Well, Captain, would you like to say the pledge on this very special Memorial Day edition?
I will and I shall.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, folks, as the captain tells you at the top of the hour, every hour on this program, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Captain, first off, I know that everybody's happy to hear from you. I was telling everybody in hour number one that you just really appreciate everybody's prayers and their well wishes and all the things that people have said. So kind, by the way, especially on some of these Facebook posts that we've seen.
Well, to the person that sent me the case, yes, I said case, of Arizona iced tea, tall bottles, or thank you so very much. I love that stuff. And I got a little freaking case of it right over here beside me that came in from undisclosed sources. Okay. And for the person that sent me the Wisconsin gift pack with the cheese and the sausage and all that and the crackers, I thank you very much because I had no idea that was coming. It's been a big, big hit here with John and with Jeff and with a couple of other people. And I shared it with a couple of my special nurses that have taken excellent care of me. So there you go. But I just can't emphasize enough that the thoughts and the prayers that have been given by the audience. I mean, I'm not over this. I'm not totally done with this yet. Okay, I'm rehabbing. What that means is something happened to me that needed to be rehabbed. Well, something did. My right arm right now, because of what's been going on here, I only have 50% of the use of, but I'm getting it back slowly. It's better than what it was last week and the week before and the week before. And, of course, my blood pressure and my vitals and all that stuff is back down to normal where it's supposed to be. The surgery that they performed on me was a complete success. But, of course, I can't just get up and do hot laps up and down the hallway here, you know. So I got to be rehabbed back into getting my sea legs back and this, that, and the other. And that'll probably take another week. I don't hope it will take more than two. But once that's done, boom, here I come.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, you know, what you're describing is like you got to go into dry dock for a little while and get some repairs done and everything. But then you're back and seaworthy and ready for battle again. And so I know that everybody is just really buoyed by what you just said and how you're doing.
Well, the thoughts and prayers have been appreciated. Keep them coming. It's only helping, not hurting. Everybody knows that that's doing it. So I'll take all I can get.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we have just a little bit of time left in this first segment. And when we come back for the next segment, Captain, I know we'll want to make some comments here about this deal in principle that the GOP has now with the White House negotiating group. So when we come back, of course, we want to get your thoughts on that and some other things, too, that are happening in the news as we go through this Memorial Day. That's exactly right. Well, we're going to hear the music come up here in just a moment, I believe. Yes, there it comes. And once again, folks, we're going to be back with more with Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, as we stroll across your radio dial into the overnight hours. And wherever you are on this Memorial Day morning, we hope things are going well. And we hope that you're having safe journeys. And we'll talk to you here in just a few moments. Captain's America, Kyle Warren in for the captain.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To the Captain's America Third Watch. Was there really any doubt?
There is no doubt that you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we stroll across the overnight hours on your radio dial. And we are happy to be here, and we are going to be talking here in just a few more moments. I'm back with Captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America radio program, of course. And by the way, folks, we want to let you know that this program, or this portion of our program, is being brought to you by the good people at MyPillow. Now, you know, listeners to the program know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everybody about the great people at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and also all the amazing products that they have to offer. You've got the brand new MyPillow 2.0. You got the Giza sheets, you got the slippers, you got the unbelievable towel sets. You've also got, of course, the sliders and the slides, I should say, the slippers and the sandals, all this stuff. Just to name a few, you definitely want to head over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check them out. And you want to use your promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. And you're going to unlock all of those deep discounts. And, of course, you know, the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. We love our MyPillow products. You want to check them out. Because right now you can save 50% of the MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets, as low as $29.98. And as I mentioned, the slippers, sandals, and slides, well, they're now as low as $19.95 with your promo code CAPTAIN. So head on over there, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. If you'd rather talk to them on the telephone, you can do so, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And once again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Well, speaking of the CAPTAIN, let's go right back to Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning again, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, America. Good morning, Kyle. And good morning, whoever's listening overseas.
That's right, because we have all kinds of people listening overseas all around the world, especially, you know, via the Internet. And we're always pleased to find out. And it's surprising sometimes, isn't it, Captain, who we find.
Yep, I'm waving as I go by.
Exactly. All right. Well, once again, Captain, you know, we have this debt deal in principle now. Of course, now the sales division has to go into full swing and try to get some of these different congressional members on board in order to get it passed. Some have already expressed their disdain for it. But generally speaking, this is a deal that will suspend the debt ceiling through 2025, I believe. It means the government can continue to borrow money. But what do you think about all this?
Well, I'm not surprised there's a deal. I'm not surprised it took this long. I'm not surprised of the dramatics. I'm not surprised of the amount, because if you remember right, months ago I said, this is going to come down to the wire. It's going to take a certain dollar amount to trigger this. They already know what that amount is. They do. We don't. They do. They got to the dollar amount. They got to the agreement in principle. And now here we go. Now, is there going to be more dramatics about it? Sure. Because remember, the Democrats are the ones that tied all of this up for one simple reason. They wanted all the stuff that they wanted when they were in charge of the House of Representatives about 2 years ago. They wanted everything stuck back in there that they had, that the Republicans came to power and said, nope, not going to happen. We're getting rid of this. They did. That's the budget that's in there. It could have been better. Sure. Should it have been better? Sure. But we have a deal. And for you people that don't understand, a deal is a deal no matter how you get it. You get the deal first, you get it done, and then you work on refining it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. I think we've got a call on the line, and I think we have a question. And again, as everybody knows, we're broadcasting now from temporarily from Southern California, by way of Southern California, that is. And we want to make sure everybody can hear one another. So, caller, are you there, and you have a question for the Captain?
Yes, sir. This is Backgammon Bob here.
Hey, Backgammon Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Anyway, just wanted to say that the only real deal they can do is to get rid of some of these federal agencies, because the more they add on to that, the debt ceiling, the more interest is charged each year or each month, whatever you want to talk about it. And if interest rates go up, then we're really going to have a tough time covering those debts. If at some point it's going to exceed the ability of the tax collected to pay it, or at least severely go into it. And I guess that's all I got to say, really. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Backgammon Bob. Captain, were you able to hear his question there?
I did. Okay. You turned it up, and I finally got it, but I got most of it.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
I understand what Backgammon Bob is saying. He's saying exactly what I've been preaching with Frank Salvato for, I don't know, the length of my show. It's called States' Rights. And by States' Rights, that means the states supersede and intercede into federal government programs like education, like housing, like the roads, highway and development, like health care. They take all that over. Yeah, and they take all of that over at the state level and kick the federal government the hell out of the state and say, we are going to take care of this ourselves. Guess what? They can do that. Every single state in the country can do that by reading the provision in the Constitution that allows the states to use their rights as an independent state to do whatever they think is best.
Well, you know, Captain, I hear you completely, and I'm glad that the listeners are hearing what you're saying. But I do know that the perception out there, And it's been like this for quite some time, is that everything proceeds from Mount Olympus. Everything proceeds from Washington, D.C. And this is why, especially at the federal level, these politicians, especially presidents, will simply try to make everybody think that the only solution is a federal solution, or the only way to think about things is in a federal way. But, you know, this is why, going back to the states' issues, because states can accomplish a lot of things on their own. It was never meant to be that there's just this, unbelievably powerful, amorphous, centralized government that doesn't understand what's happening on the ground in different parts of the states. So that's why there's states.
Right, and I forgot to mention of the military, to where the governors make a militia out of their state National Guard, which as it stands now, if they're not a state militia, they are part of the United States Army National Guard system. As part of it being a state militia, they qualify to the state standards, and then for the United States Army National Guard to have them as a part of them, they have to complete part of their training too. So you've taken that advantage away from the federal government by state organizing and forming and organizing your militia to where the governor is the one that gives the order, not the Department of Defense.
Right. And folks, if you have a question for Captain Matt, again, we have our temporary number this morning as we're getting things worked out. You can call us at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you have a question for the captain or want to call in and opine about anything else. Well, Captain, of course, the catastrophic failure was averted. This is what President Biden has told us. It's as if, you know, somehow he saved the day in all of this. But he knew, even Biden has to know that they weren't going to default. And so it's a non-issue that he saved us from default.
Biden doesn't have the votes to save anybody from anything. That's number one. Number two, there were Democrats starting to come aboard the Republican plan because they were getting it from home, especially the what we call the blue dog Democrats in states where they might have been a Democrat, but it was run by the Republicans in their home state. They were getting really, really blitzed by people that said, you better pass this deal or you are history as a politician.
Well, that's right. And something I was saying in hour number one as well, that people want their government to work. They want some kind of progress. They just don't want stonewalling and everything, never be able to get anywhere. And as you were describing, you know, you make the deal and then you start refining it. But I think that the Democrats understood. And I think they looked at the polls as well as those phone calls and whatever other, however else it was expressed. And they found out, we're pushing them too far. We have to do something.
Well, the other thing that's pushing Biden right now is people are starting to realize, you know, again, Trump was right. He was wrong. The Democrats are wrong about the oil and the processing of it and the drill, baby, drill. He was wrong. They were absolutely wrong about all that. And now that's starting to come back to bite them.
Well, that's right. That's right. So isn't it interesting how things can change? Isn't it interesting? Captain, are you going to want to stay around with us for another segment?
Yeah, I can. But like I said, I told you so.
You did indeed, sir. Hold the line. Folks, we are coming right back as the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is confirming the debt ceiling deal, saying Sunday that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. Biden noted the deal keeps the catastrophic threat of default off the table and protects, quote, our hard-earned and historic economic recovery. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Three people have been killed in a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots were reported Saturday night outside a saloon in Red River, about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. The mayor said all of those involved in the shooting are in police custody, and the individuals were involved in biker gangs. Over 37 million people are traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day, and AAA says it's partly because of cheaper gas. As of Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular gas stood at $3.57, down by more than a dollar from this time last year. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, that is correct. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we stroll through the morning hours here. And Captain Matt Bruce is holding on for an additional segment here in the morning hours. And we want to get right back to him in just a few moments. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg. Caring hands, helping sore feet. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com is the website. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. That's their website. Call them up, check them out. They want to take care of you, and they definitely want you to get better. So give them a call today and check them out at their website, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. Also, folks, don't forget, as we continue through the program this morning, we do have a temporary call in line as we're broadcasting by way of Southern California this morning, and that is 949-629-3212. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? 949-629-3212. That is the number if you want to call in and opine. Please don't call the 877-969-8600 number this morning. But again, temporarily, 949-629-3212. All right, let's get right back to Captain Matt Bruce, who's holding patiently on the line. And good morning again, sir.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Well, again, there's so many things going on, not only with this debt deal, but there's other things, of course, happening out there in the news. And one of them is, you know, Captain, at what point are retailers going to have to do something about the constant shoplifting? We understand now that the there's some Lululemon, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, employees are now being fired because they chased after shoplifters that just came in and just took a bunch of stuff and ran out the front door. They went after them, videoing them, and told them to stop, and now they got fired. I mean, at what point is it just open season on anybody who has a storefront out there?
Well, the people that need to be firing are the people who are allowing this to happen. In other words, if some employer is saying, well, go ahead, let them take their stuff, we can get it back by insurance, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, they can't get it back by insurance because they're still going to lose money. Who's paying the insurance? It's the people that are buying the products. So they have to raise the price of their products. So any moron, and I'm using the word loosely, any moron that would say, oh, just let them go ahead and take it. They probably needed it worse than we did. And we'll make it up on the other end somewhere. Any moron that's saying that has no idea how to run a business.
Well, exactly right. And we're seeing especially other businesses, they're getting out of places like San Francisco as fast as they possibly can. And I don't know, Captain, I mean, you get anchors that leave shopping malls or shopping centers, really, or these big locations. I don't see any other anchors wanting to come in and take their place because the danger is still there and the uncertainty is still there. So we're going to start seeing some ghost towns, I think, metaphorically in some of these cities. Well, these big blue cities, especially like San Francisco.
Well, if I was operating a store, a retail store, I'd have security guards with metal detectors or whatever those little things are at the back. I'm sorry, at the front. When you walk out the door, it tells you whether or not they paid for the merchandise. And if they hadn't paid for the merchandise and they hit that, I'd have my big security guards grab those people, throw them off to the side, and hold them for the cops and prosecute every single one of them.
Right, and hopefully, and I completely agree, but the problem can be, too, that now you've got DAs who don't want to prosecute. They want to let people out that day, no bail, and then they go right back out, and then they get emboldened, I think. They get emboldened to actually go out there.
Vote the DAs out.
Yep.
That are doing
that's
that.
Right.
Vote them out. Get rid of them. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
Vote them out.
I know. I completely agree. And hopefully that will be, because in some cases, it gets so bad, like in San Francisco, that even Mayor Lyndon Breed's having a huge problem with people coming out and being very unhappy, shall we say, about things. So maybe the tide can turn. Well, speaking of the tide turning, you know, Captain, again, in the time we have left in this segment, you know, Americans are gathering on Memorial Day. They're going to have barbecues or other get-togethers, so there are going to be other official remembrances. But once again, you know, we see the flags out there. Americans will be enjoying themselves. And, of course, the reason they can do this is that freedom that's provided by those who gave their lives.
Yeah, and again, I encourage every family that's out there listening, father, mother, or across America, take the young ones, take them to a parade, take them to a veterans hospital, take them to any hospital and see the graves that are decorated with the flags, at the cemeteries rather, and see the flags that are there and explain to them why they're there to begin with. Certainly a veterans cemetery is the best place to do it, and it doesn't cost anything. You can go there and take a look, and if you want to leave a donation, that's fine, too. But it's just the thing to do today to get the family and to get everybody to understand what this day really means.
Exactly right, what it really means. And, you know, Captain, but what it means for so many is that there's an empty place right? There's an empty place at the table. There's an emptiness. And we're not just talking about people who gave their lives long ago. We're talking about people who didn't come home just a year ago or 2 years ago, or that's all still very fresh for these Gold Star families. And our hearts and our prayers are just with them. And our gratitude is with those that gave their lives to make sure that we had the ability to live our lives and to live in freedom. I mean, this is no small thing. And it's in world history, it's no small thing.
Yeah. And for the people in Tampa, I have a special request today. All day at the official Veterans Cemetery at American Legion Post 5, which is on the corner of Dale Mabry and Kennedy, to the east of 275, all they have to do is take a drive to that VA and get out, park in a parking lot. It's going to be an all-day event. Honor those. Take a look at the cemetery. Like I say, it's one of the very few official veteran cemeteries outside of a official United States military cemetery facility. And they have one right there at post number 5. I've been there a number of times. They're going to love what they see. They're going to love what they hear. And they're having an open house there today in Tampa.
Very, 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 very good indeed. And again, this is one of those days where it's very important to stop and remember, or go to some place where you're going to find others who you're going to be able to talk with and to be with, and to remember those who have fallen. And Captain, again, I'm just overwhelmed sometimes with the idea that the very fact that we can get up and go about our business. I think even Denise Simon the other night said, yeah, well, it also depends on, you know, we could have spoken a different language in this country at some point as a result of war and the aggression. But yet here
think
we are.
Think about that for a minute. Yeah. Think about that for a minute. And by the way, if anybody other than me didn't see the PBS special last night that was on from the mall, the Washington Monument wall, and White House back steps there. I guess it was but anyway, on the mall. If anybody didn't see that, go back and watch it, especially tonight. It was on last night. It was, I had tears in my eyes the whole night.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Because of what it reminded all of us of.
Right, exactly. And what it reminds me of, the Memorial Day in general and those that gave their lives, is that it takes so much, Captain, for people to lay down their lives. They don't do it for a country that is bad. They don't do it for a country that is systemically racist. They don't do it for a country that is founded on terrible principles. They do it because they love their country, and they didn't want their loved ones to ever suffer. And so they know that America moves in the right moral direction, and they paid the ultimate sacrifice that it would continue to do so.
Yes, sir. Couldn't have been said better.
Thank you, Captain. All right. We are starting to come up here on the break, my friend, and we will talk to you again, of course, on the Tuesday edition of the Captain's America, correct?
You will. I'll try to call in a little bit earlier. Depends on what they got me doing, but my rehab is going fine. My physical therapy is going fine. I'll be out of here before I know it.
Excellent. Excellent news. Captain Matt Bruce, thank you so much. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
God bless America.
God bless America is right. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for the captain. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is how we do every day. We keep riding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, 2 to 6 Eastern.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. And we continue through the overnights, 2 to 6 Eastern, here on the Captain's America. We do have a special call-in line tonight, and that is 949-269-3212, 949-629-3212. And Kyle Warren, of course, in for Captain Matt Bruce as we continue through the overnight hours. We do have a caller holding on. We may hear from them here.
sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Singing that song, Kyle.
Well, it's got to be kept there.
Text the number SAVE 10, or you want to text SAVE 10 to 26494. That's SAVE 10 to 26494, and you'll be able to save 10 cents a gallon. Here's how it works. You text that to that number, SAVE 10 to 26494. At the pump, you put in your telephone number or payment method when you're asked about your My Rewards. So you want to be part of the My Rewards Plus app. Find out about that at Pilot Flying J as well. And then you're going to see the prices roll back on the screen. That means, folks, you're going to save 10 cents a gallon. So if you're traveling across America this summertime, you definitely want to pull into the Pilot and Flying J and take advantage of 10 cents a gallon per gallon. That's going to really, really help you out. Okay, I think we have time to get a quick call in here before we go to Denise Simon, who's going to be revving up here in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to the call, and it was Mary, correct? You're welcome back on the program. Hello, yes, you're live on the program. We got time for just a quick call, and if you would like to tell us what you wanted to talk about. Amber, okay.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time.
Observation that you're making, but why is it that this keeps happening? I don't know that it's that they don't get it. I think they don't care, Amber. I think they want it to keep going.
Be
sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We want to make sure that that she can hear us okay. We were doing okay earlier, but we might have a little bit of an issue there. But that's live radio. We're working out, making sure that we can get done here as we're sitting in for the captain here this morning. So we definitely want to make sure that we can get back with her, and we will here in just a moment. So welcome again to the program. I believe we have Denise Simon now. Denise, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you right there. All right, well, we might have a little bit of an extra problem there with Denise Simon. I don't know why, but we are going to get that technical aspect of everything taken care of here in just a moment. We do apologize for that. But, of course, when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon. And we'll be talking about, of course, the debt deal. We'll be talking about, this deal in principle that is going to get trumpeted, but it's also going to be incredibly controversial, and so many people on the left side of the aisle are going to criticize it as being still a huge problem for the American people, because they want to go out and talk to their constituents and tell their constituents that they are everything is going to start falling apart because they have to have a little bit of spending cuts. And that, my friends, is not a good thing to them, because they believe, of course, that any spending cuts simply means that government is now somehow under attack. You're trying to shrink government a little bit, but the tide is turning on that. People are not going to take this stuff anymore because they realize that the ongoing, continual expansion of government, no end in sight in terms of spending, is going to turn people off. It's going to turn off voters. They can't even conceive. I can't conceive of $35 trillion or this kind of thing. It just is unbelievable. And we've had callers to the show too that say, well, are we going to, how do we pay this off? I don't know. I don't know that you pay it off. How could you possibly start paying that off? It doesn't make any sense. But yet the government has to continue to borrow money, evidently, in order to keep going. And if it doesn't, then we have the catastrophic default, which we're not going to let happen. But again, I think many, especially on the far left, Democrats are going to be leading the charge that somehow we're still any compromise is going to create Armageddon, basically. All right, folks, I hear the music coming up. In the background right there, the Captain's America Third Watch continues to roll along through the overnight hours on your radio dial. My name is Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we head into hour number three, and hopefully Denise Simon. That's right, from FoundersCode.com. Right back after this, folks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.